It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. WPR is producing a series this month called High Tolerance, about Wisconsin's often complicated relationship with alcohol. And in a state known for excessive drinking, some are concerned about providing even easier access to alcohol through online grocery stores. Shemaine Mills has this report.
Grocery shopping's changing. Driving to the store no longer means having to go in the store. Instead, you can stay in your car, where items chosen online are delivered to your vehicle at a scheduled pickup time.
All right, so the click and go sign says, let us know you're here, text your name, or call this number.
Curbside pickup goes by various names depending on the store. Festival Foods calls it click and go, and I'm their first customer buying alcohol online. It's that new.
All right, I need to find my ID here, because I'm assuming they'll ask for proof of age.
My ID is scanned by a grocery employee who brings out my purchase.
Yeah, like I said, the receipt's in that bag for you, and then you should be all set.
While many grocery stores sell alcohol, most of it's purchased in-store. As Rosley is strolling up and down the grocery aisles, picking out what he wants for dinner with his girlfriend. In the cart, there's some fresh fish, vegetables, and a six-pack of beer. The 24-year-old likes picking out some purchases in person, not on a computer screen.
Place your item in the bagging area.
It depends on the circumstances, but I would be open to the possibility. Currently, I would like to choose in the store.
People with kids, you know, don't want to bring their kids in and they can just pick things up.
That's former Madison alderwoman Liddell Zellers. She voted to allow curbside pickup of alcoholic grocery stores.
They can just pick things up, including if they do want to get some beer or wine. The other side of it is probably most people know we are a state that is known for drinking and sometimes binge drinking.
Madison City officials eventually approved curbside pickup of alcohol ordered online, but so far it's been a non-starter in Neenah, where Alderwoman Marge Bates has helped lead the charge against online alcohol. She says the Fox Valley has too much binge drinking, something that gets splashed across the national news whenever there's a story on alcohol consumption.
A couple years ago, Oshkosh and Neenah were like number two in the nation, not two in the state, two in the nation.
The battle over where and how people get booze is being debated across Wisconsin because curbside pickup of alcohol ordered online is relatively new, and it's local officials like Bates who will decide whether a retailer can amend their liquor license to allow it.
Well, I understand people needing to get their groceries out in their car. When I had little kids, I would have loved to be able to do that, but it's one more step to say I can't get out of my car to get alcohol. It's not like the same thing as I need diapers. I need milk.
For over a year in nearby Appleton, a Pick and Save grocery has offered curbside pickup of alcohol. Officer Megan Cash says so far they haven't had any problems with minors trying to buy alcohol or intoxicated drivers.
There's always concern when anything changes, but it appears that we have a pretty good plan in place to safeguard any issues that would come up.
Brandon Scholes from the Wisconsin Grocers Association predicts online shopping will be the norm someday.
This business will double in the next year or two and double and double and double. It will grow significantly.
He's talking about online food sales, but with grocery stores selling a significant amount of alcohol purchased in the state, that will also mean beer, wine, and spirits in communities that decide to allow it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can find all of the High Tolerance stories online at WPR.org/alcohol. And now we're joined by Brandon Scholes, President and CEO of Wisconsin Grocers Association, which represents the state's grocery industry. Listeners, we want to hear from you on the topic of liquor being part of what grocery stores sell online. Do you think municipalities should make it easier for grocery stores to include alcohol in their online grocery sales? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Brandon, thanks for joining us on the morning show.
Good morning, John. Thanks very much.
A study from the Food Marketing Institute and Nielsen showed that online grocery sales are predicted to capture 20% of total grocery retail by 2025. What does that mean for alcohol sales?
Well, it probably means that sales of beer, wine, and spirits will be sold at the same rate that it is now. Just because you can order online doesn't mean all of a sudden you're going to order two or three times more than what you would normally buy if you went to the store.
The Wisconsin Grocers Association will be at the Capitol this week to help to speak to legislation that both clarifies the pickup of alcohol and allows for alcohol delivery. What does current law in Wisconsin say about alcohol and pickup and delivery?
Well, Wisconsin state law is relatively silent because each municipality determines its own rules and regulations in terms of how you do it. For example, some municipalities, when they issue a liquor license, a Class A license that allows you to sell a beer, wine, and spirits, some require that you only do the sale in the liquor department. So you have to have a separate register, a separate door, and you can't pay for it at the regular checkout. Other stores or other municipalities allow you to place product throughout the store and do it through regular checkout. So there is nothing consistent in state law that regulates it as it's done by the municipality that issues the license. So one of the things that we're looking to do is to have the same law apply to all municipalities in terms of pickup that says your license is extended outside the door by however many feet so that a car can pull up. They can process your sale, do a face-to-face sale, apply all the requirements that they do for a face-to-face sale for alcohol just outside the door wherever the pickup is, process it, give you your groceries, and then you move on. Rather than having this patchwork, this quilt of different regulations around the state where each municipality can do it differently, we're seeking to make sure that it applies equally to all.
Brandon Scholes is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Grocers Association, which represents the state's grocery industry. So there is a proposed bill in the legislature related, in fact, it looks like there's more than one to address alcohol delivery. When will these bills actually be introduced, and where are we in that process?
You bet. Both bills are now being circulated for co-sponsors. That's a process in the how a bill becomes a law where the legislators who are going to introduce the bill are asking their colleagues to support them and join on as a co-sponsor. Once those co-sponsors are collected and people agree to sponsor the bill, then it will be formally introduced with a bill number. So the two in play right now are the first one is what we just discussed, and that is have a consistent set of rules and regulations regarding pickup at the store that apply equally to all municipalities. The second bill will be to allow home delivery of alcohol, meaning that when you shop online, the store will be able to deliver that product at home. So we need a law change to have that happen now. And so, you know, when we do that, when the bill passes and we're allowed to deliver to home, all of the same regulations will be in place in terms of selling beer, wine, or spirits to our customers. And that is, it's a face-to-face sale. You have to check an ID. You can't sell it if somebody's inebriated. You make that judgment when you look at them. All of the same things that apply now when you go to the store and buy a six-pack of beer will be in place when the stores deliver the product at home.
And would this only apply to grocery stores, or would this apply to any business that has a Class A liquor license for off sale?
It should apply to any business that has a license to sell product. We see no reason why this should be only grocery stores. I don't think that would be fair. So if you do have a license to sell beer, wine, or spirits, your business would have to make the decision as to whether or not home delivery fits into your business plan.
Well, Click and Collect is a relatively new service that grocery stores offer, and it's easy to see why this might be appealing to people, although some would say, well, you just got to walk a few more yards to get to the store to get your groceries. What is the appeal here? Is it just the convenience? I don't have to actually get out of my car?
It's the convenience, but it's really whatever the consumer, whatever the shopper wants to do. If it's a function of they can't get out of their car, if they've got kids they've got to take care of, if they have a time constraint, their work hours don't permit it. You know, we have time restrictions on when we can and cannot sell spirits. We stop at 9 p.m. at night. So it just really depends. You know, in the grocery industry, grocers are driven to satisfy their customers and meet their needs and demands in terms of what they want. Convenience is a big part of that, as well as price and quality and things like that. But, you know, it's a little bit of a joke is, you know, what do you want? You want your customer to have a non-eventful trip to the grocery store. In other words, your guests come in, they buy what they want, they see what they want, they collect what they want. They go to the checkout aisle. They don't wait more than a minute or two to get checked out. Their groceries are bagged, and sometimes they're taken out to the car, or they take their cart to the car, and they go home. It's an uneventful trip. And so for some people, shopping online is an uneventful trip. And it's not just groceries. I mean, everybody can talk about how much they buy online. So to buy your groceries online, all the things that you want in the store, that's what we're seeking to do.
Yeah, I get that. Listeners, what do you think? Should municipalities make it easier for grocery stores to sell liquor online? Let us know at 800-642-1234. Our conversation with Brandon Scholes, President and CEO of the Wisconsin Grocers Association, continues in a moment. We have some calls. We'll take those when we come back. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Grocery stores across Wisconsin are asking for permission to make it easier for them to deliver alcohol to their customers. There's an effort in the state legislature to do just that. We want to know what you think of that idea. Are you in favor or opposed? Why? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Brandon Scholes is with us. He's president and CEO of the Wisconsin Grocers Association. And we have some calls. So let's go to the phones and hear from Giella in Nina first. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I oppose it. A region, I oppose it when it comes to City Hall in Nina by the Walmart first. Okay, this is our responsibility, what kind of society we want. We want everything commercial or money-making, or we want a healthy society. Walmart, Pick and Save, Festival Food, everybody have a million items to sell to make money. When it comes to liquor and tobacco, it should not be on the click and pack, should not be drive-through. There is some certain laws. Anybody who serve alcohol, he must have a bartender license. When we serving outside, we don't have a bartender license. We can't check people ID when people sitting in the car. We can't see how intoxicated they are. So we can't enforce all the liquor laws when people sitting in the car. We can't judge them. So tobacco and alcohol should not be drive through. We should pick a healthy society over the money.
Okay, we get it. JL is saying, we can't really selling to someone in their car isn't workable and it's not healthy. And this is basically just about money. Brandon, what do you say to that?
Well, again, I think it is more of a convenience matter. There's two things. One, it is a convenience because somebody who is ordering online and then coming to the store to pick up is not going to necessarily buy anymore because it's online. The second point, and it's a good question, is when the sale is transacted, when the customer arrives and hands over a credit card and an ID, that is the same sale as what would be made inside. You have to check their ID, you have to check their age, you have to make sure that they're not inebriated, you have to do all the things that you do when you sell the product inside, just as you would when the customer arrives to pick the product up. It is a matter of convenience, yes, there's no doubt, and while we noted earlier, and you noted from the FMI report, that online sales will increase by 20 or 30% by 2025, it's not necessarily additional sales. It will replace sales inside at the register. So it's a shift in the balance of where sales are made online or in the store.
Giella, thank you for your call. Let's go to Steve next, who's calling us from Madison. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to say it's not a good idea. You're going to have young workers sell that to their. There is no.
Steve, you're in a bad cell area. We're having trouble seeing you. I think Steve's point is that you're going to have young people working in grocery stores who are going to sell liquor to their buddies.
Well, anybody who has bought a six-pack of beer at any time knows that when you go through the checkout line, if the cashier is not of legal age, 18 or over, they cannot even touch the product. They have to call a supervisor, somebody who is older, who then comes, takes the product, scans the product, and then it pushes down the lane to be bagged. So the same would apply on an online pickup. There's nothing in the proposed law that would make it easier. It is the same restrictions that apply in-store versus pickup at curbside.
This does not make it easier for minors to purchase alcohol.
Oh, absolutely not. No. Look, the last thing a grocer wants to do, or anybody that does online, is to make a situation where they would be, if they violated the law, if one of their employees violated the law, they would lose their liquor license. It would be suspended by the municipality. And no retail outlet wants to have that happen. So we don't need to make the laws easier. We just need to apply the laws equally at the point of sale and the point of pickup. So there is nothing here that makes it easier to sell beer, wine, or spirits to a minor at all.
Brandon Scholes is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Grocers Association, which represents the state's grocery industry. Let's take another call. Tim is with us this morning in Eau Claire. Tim, thanks for joining us on the morning show.
Thank you for having me. Quick question. So I live in Eau Claire, and we have different laws than the neighboring towns. They're able to sell beer after 9 o'clock, where Eau Claire shuts down beer sales at 9 o'clock. Would you have to...
Oh, I think Tim's getting a call. Tim's wondering if stores would need licenses in all sorts of different places, I think his concern is about the patchwork that you talked about earlier, Brandon.
Well, again, each municipality issues the Class A license, which allows for off-premise sales, or a Class B license, which is generally what bars and restaurants have. They are also allowed to sell products. So one bill would just address pickup at the grocery store. I suppose you could have it apply to anybody, but really it's for grocery stores. And again, state law says that you can start selling beer, wine, or spirits at 6 a.m. and you have to stop at 9. I'd have to check to see if there are other than bars that may be able to sell after 9 a.m., but for the most part, every grocery store shuts down their liquor department at 9 p.m.
In the feature that we heard earlier, we heard from Marge Bates, an older person from Neenah, who has been fighting against online alcohol sales. Her contention is that it would make binge drinking worse for people. How do you respond to the criticism that making it easier to buy alcohol online promotes unhealthy behaviors around alcohol?
I understand and appreciate her concern. However, I don't think it's founded in any basis. Because if you drive to the store and you buy 2 6-packs and you go home and you drink them, that's no different than if you go online, order 2 6-packs, drive to the store, pick them up, and go home. And again, I would remind your listeners that if somebody shows up to pick up an order and they're drunk, they will be refused. That product will not be sold because, again, the same requirements for face-to-face sale in the store remain the same for a curbside pickup.
Do either one of the bills in the legislature or being circulated right now require stores to provide uniform training for people who will be delivering these curbside orders?
Well, of course, those laws are already in place. And so neither bill changes that. Neither bills weaken the current requirements for online sales for sales in general. So there's no change in what employees are required to do.
And if they see they're delivering this alcohol to the car and they see someone under the influence, is the onus then on them to report that person to the authorities or refuse to complete the sale?
No, they refuse to complete the sale. I don't know that the law requires them to report them to authorities, but certainly that is the right thing to do. No store wants to be responsible for somebody's actions when they're inebriated, when they've been overserved, when they've had too much to drink, and they are on the property and the premise. The same would hold true if it was a face-to-face sale in the store. They would take that same action on a curbside pickup. And if it was a home delivery, they simply would leave. They would not complete the transaction.
Okay. Brandon Scholz, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Brandon Scholz is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Grocers Association. You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay tuned.